This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
I'm Micheline Malouf.
And I'm Nadia Desi, licensed therapist and host of Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health. Join us for discussions with Megan Trainor, Chris Bosch, Rebel Wilson, and more.
From discussing motherhood to immigrating to general mental health, our guests are awe-inspiring. We all struggle with the same things, so let's talk about it and destigmatize them. Find our new podcast, Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health, on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Yo, welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Hope you guys are feeling good. Hope you're feeling happy and safe. And you know what? Why waste any time? Let's get right back into what this episode is going to be all about. Solo episode. We've got a lot of fun guest episodes coming up. Rick Glassman, Brent Morin, Dana Carvey, Carissa Thompson from NFL Fox Sunday. We got some bangers coming through. Jim Gaffigan. Can't fucking wait. Gene Smart, let's go. So stay tuned, stay subscribed. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Adam Ray Comedy. Tour dates, a ton about to be announced for 2022. We're talking Atlanta. We're talking San Diego. We're talking Vegas. We're talking Chicago. We're talking D.C. We're talking Austin, Texas. We're talking Seattle, baby. So make sure you are following me and up to date on the website. But you know how I loved reviewing the top crazy stories of 2021? Well, you know what? We didn't get them all. We didn't get them all. There was a lot of crazy hoo-ha in 2021. There's got to be even more hijinks in 2022. So let's go back through and find some gems in the 2021 chaos bucket. and let's go through 10 more odd news stories of 2021. Number one, a cow was stuck in a tree. Testicle bath is the headline. Cow stuck in tree testicle bath, in quotes. What the fuck is a testicle bath? Said everybody who read that. Oh my God. Testicle bath, great band name. Also something your doctor prescribes to you that he has to do to you. When historians write the book on 2021, they might not remember the 12-year-old Lego master, the Massachusetts alligator, or the cow stuck in a Louisiana tree. Fortunately, UPI Odd News is here to help. The year proved to be unusual in numerous ways, including the continuation of COVID-19 pandemic and the start of President Biden's administration. But the year also that Samuel Adams released a beer that's illegal in 15 states and a German inventor's testicle bath birth control won a Dyson Prize. Holy shit. Well, testicle bath. A cow was stuck in a tree. Testicle. Oh, wait a second. I ran those two stories together. Cow stuck in tree and then testicle bath was another story. That was a German inventor's testicle bath birth control device. And he won a Dyson Prize. Don't Dyson do the vacuums? Wow. Hooked on Phonics worked for me. Don't Dyson do the vacuums? The vacuums. If you pronounce vacuum, sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy bit. If you've got a relative that says, hey, is anyone going to vacuum the floor instead of vacuum the floor? You might have a DUI. Foxworthy. Where the fuck is that guy? Where is Foxworthy right now? And where's the grape lady? The lady who jumped on all the grapes and goes, help, help. Remember? She's like with the news and she's like, stop. And then she pounds all the grapes with her feet and then she just fucking hits the deck. That video is, that's a game changer. That was when YouTube first popped off. And YouTube must have been fired up when they got a lot of really great videos like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you're launching a new site where you're supposed to say, hey, we got all the cool videos, you better come hard in the paint with a lot right out of the gate. And they did, man. And that grape lady video was good. Afro Ninja, where the guy does the backflip for the audition. Hilarious. All right, what else we got? Boy 12 breaks Guinness record with Star Wars Lego set.
Oh, fucking sweet. Haddon Haste, 12, of Louisville, Kentucky, earned a Guinness World Record when he assembled the Millennium Falcon micro fighter kit in 1 minute 59.72 seconds.
That's fucking crazy, actually. This kid put a damn Lego set together in under 2 minutes. Matthew Haste, Hayden's father, said his son had sought to combine his dual love of Lego and Star Wars to set a Guinness World Record amid the COVID pandemic. Now, this is what I'm talking about, kids. This is what I'm talking about, okay? Making choices, okay? Authentic choices that are positive, moving your life forward, okay? And also saying to yourself, this is who I am. This is who I'm going to be, okay? And if my friends respect that, then those are my friends. If they don't, they can kiss my ass and suck my dick at the same time. We'll be right back. No, that is that's the move, though. If you are a kid in the pandemic, you fucking find some Legos and just challenge yourself, dude. And set personal records and then set the Guinness World Record. Good for that kid. 2 minutes. The dad, Matthew, said, I'm so proud of my son for his hard work on this record attempt. And I am grateful for your organization for encouraging him to pursue something meaningful in the midst of an otherwise difficult year, the father told Guinness. Joseph Madison of West Springfield, Massachusetts, was walking along the Connecticut River. New story, by the way. And the headline of the story is, alligator spotted swimming in Massachusetts River. All right. Well, unless it says alligator chomps off guy's leg, I'm not really interested in just a gator swimming. So I'm going to skip. Well, hey, guys. Dr. Phil here. It's the beginning of a new year, okay? And there's never been a better time to get back into shape, you fat fuck. Because, look, between balancing work, family, your second family, your secret family, and life in general, it can be hard to make fitness a priority. Choices or decisions are what life is made of, and you need a program that works for you, okay, not against you. FitBod's innovative algorithm, that's what we're advertising here, is FitBod. Listen up, fuckers. FitBod has an algorithm that learns about your goals and training abilities and crafts a personalized training regimen to start your year off right. And if you want to start your year off right now with 25% off a FitBod membership, well, you can fucking do it, bitches, okay? All you got to do is go to fitbod.me/about, and you'll get 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/about. Okay, I love FitBod because they personalize all my shit for me, okay? Because getting into shape is what I need to do. I don't have any hair, but I do have a desire to win, okay? And their algorithm, like I said, uses data to analyze what best workouts suit your body, okay? They even track your muscle recovery, balance your workout plan with a variety of exercises to avoid overworking certain muscles, okay? It can work with your Apple Watch, by the way, or your OS smartwatch and apps like Apple Health, Fitbit, and Strava. Personalized training's tough on the budget. FitBod's only $12.99 a month or $79.99 a year. But you sign up right now at fitbod.me/about, you get 25% off your membership, bitch. We'll be right back. Teenage friend split scratch-off lottery ticket wins $3 million? You got to be fucking kidding me. Tennessee friends Wyatt Close and Brandon Thompson, both 19, said they stopped at the local Quick Trip store where Close talked Thompson into going 50-50 on scratch-off. Close told Tennessee lottery officials the store turned out to not have the tickets he wanted, so he selected Jumbo Bucks Titanium Instant tickets instead, and the friends split the cost. The duo scored $3 million in the jackpot from one of the tickets, and they said they would split it. The teenagers said their winnings would go towards saving, investing, and building new homes. Fucking unreal. In Tennessee, by the way. So these kids are building fucking mansions, dude. I mean, they're building blank check houses with fucking roller coasters and swimming castles and jumbo slides and ketchup mobiles. These kids are going fucking wild bonanza, Costanza, Willy Wonka, Honka. These kids are going fucking crazy. Dude, they're gonna have animals in cages. They're gonna have butlers. They're gonna have prostitutes. They're gonna have glory holes. These kids are spending every dime to pimp out their houses. Pimp my ride, pimp my house. These kids are teenagers with $3 million. 1.5 mil a piece from a fucking Quick Trip Jumbo Buck Titanium Instant Ticket. Friends of the year right there. Testicle bath birth control device earns Germany's Dyson Prize. I mean, this guy came up with Well, officials with the James Dyson Award, which celebrates, encourages, and inspires the designers of new problem-solving ideas in a variety of countries, said Germany's 2021 award was given to Rebecca Weiss, an industrial design graduate from the U of Munich, an inventor of the SOSO male birth control device. The SOSO uses an ultrasound testicle bath to temporarily stop sperm mobility. The device only needs to be used every few months to keep the sperm and prevent eggs from being fertilized during sexual intercourse. The guy won $45,000 for his testicle bath. All right, next one. Maine lobster man finds ultra-rare cotton candy lobster. Go on. A Maine lobster man made a 1 in 100 million discovery when he found a lobster with an extremely rare cotton candy color scheme. A cotton candy lobster. Fuck, dude. God created a cotton candy lobster. It just makes you wonder. You go, there's just so much shit out there that we don't know, that we haven't seen. And if 9 out of 10 people would go to me, hey, did you hear we found a cotton candy lobster? I'd be like, hey, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not a real thing. That's not a real thing. Thanks for wasting my time. Never gonna get that time back. But it's real. Samuel Adams' latest potent beer is illegal in 15 states. Hilarious. Boston-based brewer, say that 10 times fast. Samuel, Boston-based brewer, Boston-based brewer, Boston-based brewer, Boston-based brewer, Boston-based brewer. Fuck. Samuel Adams released the 12th version of its Utopias brand, which rolls out every 2 years on October 11th. Oh, so it's like a vintage signature beer. The beer provided notable more than just its price tag, $240 for a 25-ounce bottle. The brewery said the beer is 28% alcohol by volume, making it illegal to sell in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. A bottle of the Utopias beer is autographed by Samuel Adams founder Jim Koch. It's K-O-C-H. Koch? Jim Koch. How many times has this happened to this guy, by the way? Where he's like, it's Jim Koch. And they go, it's spelled Koch. He goes, it's not. You go, all right. By the way, I read this article that Nicki Minaj was writing a joke, and I was looking up some added information to fill out the bit. And the joke was about eating butt. Because my fiance, you know, we lost our taste. From COVID, and she goes, well, if you were really into eating butt, this would be great. And I was like, yeah. And there was like an awkward silence, and I was like, I mean, is that, she's like, no, that's not gonna happen until we're run out of everything to do and we're like 90. I'm like, I don't think I'm eating a 90-year-old butt, so this is as good a time as any. Also, if we're 90, how about if there's another pandemic? Do you forget how bored we were? So I looked up, because I'm like, wow, if that's the last thing for us, there's got to be people out there that are like, look, I'm going to eat your butt on the first date, and then I'm meeting your parents, all right? We got to ease into this. I want to get to know you first before I take it up a notch. Somewhere where somebody's going to have butt as first base, which is weird. But it made me curious. So I looked up people who eat the butt. I think I Googled. And Nicki Minaj had a song called Anaconda in it where she goes, he tossed my salad like his name was Romaine. And first of all, I was like, Romaine's a cool name. And then I was like, what if there was a guy actually with the name Romaine, but it was named after his parents gave him the name because they owned a lettuce farm. But after the Nicki Minaj song came out, everyone was like, you must love eating butt, Romaine. He's like, I don't, man. I fucking, oh no, the Nicki Minaj line was, he tosses my salad like his name's Romaine. Not he eats my butt. Like his name's Romaine. That wouldn't fucking, yeah. All right. That, you guys were probably like, well, fucking, that, why, okay. That's just his name. What's the eating butt have to do with it? No. She said he tosses my salad like his name's Romaine. So there we go. Salad, Romaine, lettuce, connected, dots. So I go, what if the guy's name's Romaine, but it's named after his parents' lettuce farm, but he has now this cross to bear, which is Living Life, post Nicki Minaj Anaconda song, where people think he's named after a guy that loves eating butt. They hear Romaine, they go, you must love eating butt. He's like, no, my parents just own a salad farm, man. Chill out. And the last story is athletic, known as Dutch Giant, named the world's tallest bodybuilder. 7 feet inches. 7 feet, 1 inches. A 7 foot bodybuilder. Fuck that noise, man. If I meet a 7 foot bodybuilder, I am running. John Lovitz was in Vegas with me, and he's wearing a giant oversized coat. And I go, hey, John, I can go upstairs and get you a bigger coat if you want. He goes, very funny. Adam Ray wearing a different hat than he wore last time. Just kidding. I'm heading to Australia Sunday. Big episodes coming. Stay tuned. Oh, my God. I'm fucking exhausted if you can't tell. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Be good to each other. And Big Eps coming. Young Rock coming. Pam and Tommy coming to Hulu February 2nd. Young Rock on NBC March 15th. Tour dates, AdamRayComedy.com. Be good. I love you. Bye.